Edge Temple in the Empire of Cards. Nine priestesses of the clouds, my initiation and sex naked at the horn, swaying, chanting, the deflowering of the young males is always a ceremonial, public thing, smoking a glass pipe, on a couch while the midnight voyeurs watched in silence. The pipe was filled with a rare tobacco that is said to be an aphrodisiac. I'd only smoked a few times before, bullied into smoking cigarettes as a kid. Behind this black leather couch was a great curved horn. Longer than the couch and thick as a man's chest in its broadest section. Remains of some great beast that had grazed here eons ago. Children are not allowed to witness this act. Deflowered on your birthday, age 16. Some of us are not even virgins at this point. I wasn't. Once you have been deflowered in a ceremony, you get to watch all the ones that come after. Even women age 20 are allowed to watch. It's exciting to look out at the crowd as I approached that couch. Seeing women looking, watching me as I walked to the goddess. Who waited for the copulation to begin? Fucking her. Making love most humid braless night. I did it that night. Shy or gay boys didn't commit. You can't commit. Our lower class. Dumb helping. Combine fodder of war. Assumed gay and sometimes beaten and raped by horny, drunken, homophobic men with tiny crotches. I sucked her nipples, kissed, fucked, tried out several positions to the uproarious laughter of the watchers, but I didn't come. The sign of a priest, warrior, or outcast? Later days showed it to be outcast. Nowadays, these ceremonies are video recorded on people's smartphones and put up on YouTube. It's not allowed, but someone always sneaks some footage in. In my time, recording the ceremony was taboo. This is sacred. I still remember the taste that lady dolled up to represent the fertility corn goddess. It was sexy Miss Ralmond. A third grade teacher. I had her in third grade and I had her again as a sophomore.